The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Pow. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. 12th of January today. This is a public released podcast. I swore on my life I would only do some Patreon podcasts for January. But you know what I mean? Sometimes you know, in your head, you're like, I need a month off. And then you just skip one for a week and you're like, that's me ready to go again. I'm good to go. So here we are, studio podcast. It's been released on all platforms, which means it's sponsored. This one is sponsored. Manscaped have stayed on board because the big man was shifting enough units to get those units shaved down. Have I seen a penny of it yet? Fuck no! But at some point it'll pay off. When you guys keep shaving your ball bags and keep buying these products, at some point me and Niall will be able to have a lunch. You know what I mean? Yeah! The sponsor's manscaped.com. The listeners of this podcast get... Is it 20% off? I think it's 20% off. 20% off. 20%. It is, isn't it? 20% off. When you go to manscaped.com/... you don't go / anything. You just use the code GENBANT1, I believe, when you're checking out. They got all sorts of shit, okay? It's primarily a male intimate shaver. But let me tell you something. This fucking thing works on anything. It's anti-snag. You're not going to get any fucking scrotal ham caught up in it. Because it's got a plastic blade. It's just like, huzzah, you go in every wrinkle of your stink and it's fine. Okay? They got this weed whacker. You know what I mean? I'm 34 now. You wake up someday and you're like, I've got more hair in my fucking ear than I do in the top of my head. What's going on? I look like Bill Bailey. What's the term again?
Skullet.
I've got a fucking skullet. You know what I'm saying? I've got a fucking mullet round the side. I'm bald on top. For Christ's sake. People are like, oh man, what's it like having no hair? You're like, I have too much hair for a baldness guy. Get rid of the sides. This yolk hair goes up your nose and your ears. It's all good. They got a load of other products. You got the ball toner, you got the scrotal deodorant there if you want to really get those nuts smelling like a rich old man. And an underappreciated product of theirs, the boxers. I think the boxers might be the dark horse. They send out a pair of boxers when you order one of those packs and they are silking around your goodnesses. And that's it. Manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBANT1 when you're checking out and that's it. Do I play my own intro or are you going to insert it? I'll play it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Yeah. That's it. That's quick. We're not playing the 30-second one. Let's discuss why I look like one of the guys that broke into the fucking White House or whoever it was. I decided the other day, speaking of Manscaped, you know, I was like, let me just shave my face. And then I just decided to leave this. I didn't have a lot of confidence in it. I was like, it's a shitty moustache. You know, I've got that sort of Iranian lady moustache. And Niall was like, no, man, it looks full. And I was like, I swear to God, I'd rather that you said your moustache looks full than like you're above it. See if you were like, man, you're a really good comedian. I'd be like, shut up. What do you know about comedy? But then, or anything like that, I would much rather you were like, man, you're actually not bad at insert skill. Oh, you're a really good cook. I'm like, thank you. The full moustache thing. Fucking right. That's all I've ever wished for. So I might keep it. I don't know. I used to know a guy did comedy and when he would sip tea, he had to like slurp it off his beard. And that's the cutoff, you know, when you're like slurping tea off your fucking moustache hairs. Bro, get a fucking girlfriend. You know, and a guy I was with, like, he left his laptop open. This is out the back of a comedy gig. Guy I was with thought it'd be funny to look up some trans porn. And it was very... Do you know when someone can get to a specific video too quickly? And I was like, well, okay, that's very telling. You know, that he could just be like, oh, this would be funny. And then, like, puts in the full URL with all the fucking percentage signs and whatever. And sure enough, there's this fucking, you know, black lady with a cock ramming some other chap. But yeah, I got a sweet moustache, man. And it's, you know, not, it's very full. Not my words. The words of Niall.
Me.
Thanks. Very full. So yeah, I was listening to Blind Boy today on the way up, just because there was nothing else going, and I certainly wasn't going to listen to any of the podcasts that any of my friends put out, because that's, I mean, people are taking the, this lockdown is making people go nuts. People are fucking podcasting anything they do. You know, they'll be like, oh guys, this is the morning dump. It's where I podcast for 6 minutes while I shit. Class. Join my Patreon to pay for this fucking gear so that I don't have to move it from a studio into my bathroom. I can just sit here and shit. I've got a Rode lav mic fucking clipped to my fucking hairs and my crack like a dingleberry. It's the morning dump, guys. You know what I mean? Welcome. Yeah. What else? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's the fucking... This is my podcast. It's called 5 o'clock somewhere. Where I drink in the afternoon and podcast everything. Welcome back to Preparing Dinner with Colin Geddes. People are gonna, like, these comedians are gonna have fucking 74 podcasts a day. Join my Patreon, there's 14 podcasts go up. It starts with Rise and Shine with Colin Geddes, where I wake up and just talk to you while I'm in bed. Then we got the Morning Dump. Then we got Brunch Club with Colin. Then we got the fucking... Then we've got the news sandwich at lunchtime. And then we've got fucking... We got the socially distanced walk podcast where we go for a walk. And then we got the dinner prep. We've got Come Dine With Me, the podcast, where I eat dinner and chew the whole way through it. And you listen to that. And then we've got... we've got a thing called Google Box, which is you listening to me watch TV. I watch Bridgerton and comment on the fact that there would have never been blacks work in such high society at the time, which is probably a fact. They'd be in the servants' quarters. You're welcome, England. And then just the wind down, bath time. It'd be like fucking Alan Partridge. Welcome to, what is it called? The deep, what's it called? The deep bath. And then it'll just be like, news. And that would be your 14 podcast. And then it would be over. And then you'd start it all over again the next day. And then everyone's going to have 14 podcasts. And then someone's going to step forward and just be the fucking Truman Show guy, where it's like, bro, I've got a fucking GoPro on my head and it's pointing back at my face 24/7, all of lockdown. Tier 5. What the fuck is that outside? A jet plane? Someone started a car outside and it literally sounds like fucking... Like there's a helicopter about to crash through the window. What is that? Go see what that is. I know I'm saying you're in the place like a goddamn skivvy. I gotta know. The Beamer? The M3 or whatever? I mean, that is disturbing. No, fuck. Anyway, every cunt has a podcast. I was listening to Blind Boy's podcast, which, you know, get him on, and I'll tell him that he fucking pisses me off, but then also says very interesting things. I don't know whether he pisses me off or it's just everybody else. He's like, for the price of a pint, you can it's not the price of a fucking pint. It's less than that. If Blind Boy went, pay me the price of a fucking Dublin pint of Guinness, he'd be a millionaire. But he was talking about nostalgia, and he was like, you know, that he'd been watching. Fuck it. Now, he'd been watching, oh my God, what's it called? Something Heartbreak High or something? What the fuck is it called? There's like an Australian show back in the day. And it was, is it Heartbreak High? Is that what it's called? Yeah, Heartbreak High. And because, you know, he's like, it's not particularly good or whatever, but, you know, in this sort of time, it gives you a bit of comfort that you can, you know, remember a time, you know, fucking it's all nostalgic and it makes you feel good. And there's some psychological, by the way, everyone's 45. Look at this. Ah, fucking hell, mate. Got my fucking eye levels tomorrow. The cunt's 41. Look at this guy. Definitely runs drugs out of Birmingham, that guy. Now that girl, hot. And by the way, we got a comment on the feedback on the podcast that there was a girl that didn't like the objectifying of women without a punchline. And the only real incident of that I can think of is when we were talking about girls' asses around Tim. But that, it's, to be honest, that had nothing to do with women. That was more us making... I mean, that's even more objectifying, isn't it? The fact that you know, you're breaking them right down to just a fat ass. Just so that you can poke fun at your friend. And guess what? Correct. And I'm going to do it again. That girl there, pretty. God forgive me. Everyone's 50, though, for real. But I was just thinking, how many hundreds of thousands of wanks would you get through in lockdown before you'd be like, I'm going to watch Heartbreak High? I fucking hate nostalgia. I tried to bring that up with Susie Turner on the 12 Podcasts Christmas. I hate looking back. I hate going, remember that? Weren't those the day? No, the days haven't happened yet. The good days are coming. Not that I haven't had good days, but you're like, you know, you don't want to be one of these cunts who's like, oh man, take me back to when I... No, fuck that. It should get incrementally better for all the time. I don't know what I would watch to get any sort of... In fact, I put on like... do you know what I did put on? I put on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the child. Just because it was like, there's only so much fucking Baby Shark you can listen to. Which also, someone willfully introduced that to our baby. They were like, put on Baby Shark for our babies, like Baby Shark. And sure enough, there's a fucking hour-long compilation where you just play it to the baby and he just sits there like... And Eddie's so crazy now that like... He's like whatever machine they use to recognize music on YouTube so that your video gets banned. If you flick past and it goes... Da-da-da. And you flick the next one, he goes... like this weird excited thing, play it, and then you have to go back and it's like dun, 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 dun. And he's like doing this wee weird dance, but then he definitely has inherited this from me. He only really likes the first 20 seconds and then he's like screams at you like back, whatever baby language for fucking pull up is. I have to go back. And he's like, and he's like, again, back to the start. And you put it back. Guy's a fucking lunatic. But I put the turtles on for him and I was like, this is a good show. This is back when children's TV shows had storylines. You know, they had characters. You would learn a bit of a lesson every time. And now a lot of kids' TV shows seem to me to be like, oh, you can't have the character talk because that's ableist. You know, we have to assume babies are just looking at each other going, Pingu, bro, have you ever watched Pingu?
Oh, that's great.
When you hear this, tell me Pingu doesn't sound like someone exercising a demon. It's fucking demented. And they're always shitting. You know, in fact, I do like that. Most of the jokes in Pingu are just, and the thing shits. A wee bit of Play-Doh out of its asshole and everyone laughs their head off. Pingu. Who uses Grammarly? Go to fucking school. Why is there so many ads for Grammarly? Now, by the way, I'm dead. Which one is it you pay for and you get ads free YouTube? Red?
Oh, yeah.
Paying for it because the 5 seconds you have to wait on an ad when a baby is rolling around in its own shit and you're trying to distract it with the baby shark, and then it's an ad for fucking Grammarly. You know? Is English your third language and you're trying to write a CV? Grammarly. Fuck's sake, man. Here he goes. It'd be funny to like scare people in a hotel room when you're checking out. Just put Pingy on, turn it up as loud as you can, and it's just loud and it's sniffing. And you know that there's like a fucking serious like actor who's in the booth, like, well, I actually tread the boards at fucking the Globe Theatre. And the National Theatre, of course, and we did Macbeth. And then they're like, I've been fortunate enough to land this job. Go ahead, Tony. And he's like, Niss, niff, and blah, 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 blah. What the fuck is Can you hear that? Absolutely mental. Why am I talking about it? I've no idea. I've been solo parenting a small child for the last while. And I'm just like, man, I would love to be so bored that I'm watching Heartbreak High. I would love to have, because you know, if I got 10 minutes to myself, I'm certainly not watching Heartbreak High. You know, I'm maybe making a toasty whilst masturbating. You know, who knows? I'll be watching Anthony Bourdain, cock in hand, sleep wanking. Oh, for fuck's sake. But yeah, everything's out the fucking window, isn't it? Like, how many things have been missed due to like lockdown? And I don't even mean big things like gigs and whatever, but like, you know, every once in a while people make fun of like, that car is ridiculous. People make fun of like New Year's resolutions and they make fun of that for a couple of days. No one even brought up New Year's resolutions this year. They were just like, oh well, it's just another fucking day. Who gives a shit? Can't leave. You know? And Halloween, that was a bit of a fucking just wash over. A lot of things just like, ah, fucking who even knows the difference now when you can't leave the bastard in the house? They still managed to bring up the fucking faggot issue and that song though, didn't they? You know, the place is fucking burning down. They're like, do you think it's appropriate or not that they should be saying faggot in that song? I don't think the issue is the song. I think the issue is that people are fucking retarded. You can't say retarded either, because these fucking retarded faggots are shouting out in the goddamn bar anyway. Outrageous. Speaking of actors, you know the guy that was like with the fucking Viking helmet on in those riots? Failed actor. Isn't that crazy? It's not really crazy, it's fully believable. What's his name? What are they calling him? The QAnon Shaman or what are they calling? They've got a fucking name for him. QAnon Shaman, yeah. Jake Angeli interview.
Alright, so what's really important to understand about the Q movement is not just...
What's really important to remember is that I don't have a job, really. Nor can I get a job and I have major substance abuse problems.
Local to the United States, it is all over the globe, because what it deals with is corruption at the highest levels of government power, whether they be, you know, the executive branch, the legislative, or the judicial, okay? And as well as in the banking cartels. So all over any direction, and you got a deep...
There's nothing better than when someone's like, they've learned all this stuff and they're furiously ranting, like, and then they stop and they go, and then they're like, so it's like a kid trying to explain something to you, like, where the fucking dinosaurs come from, and then there's icy, and then things froze over, and so like just such made up shite.
Ground base.
The guy's got a serious face on.
They're trafficking. Hey, I'm on camera, bro.
I love that. I love that. There's loads of clips of him doing that because he's obviously like. Recognize, by the way, fully, you'll not see that guy ever again. Like the QAnon shaman has been taken in for questioning, and then I'll be like, oh my goodness, he hung himself with 8 bullets in the back.
The thing is he's not actually coming right out and saying it's a bunch of satanic pedophiles trafficking these children.
Does that guy not just have full coke voice? So basically, he's like Steve-O.
So, I don't know, banking cartels, something, something else, judicial, blah-de-blah, got any crack?
Communities, you're not going to traffic our children. You're going to end this human trafficking BS. We're going to disclose the truth about these technologies so we can stop using this debt-based petrodollar system. So we can.
I would fit right into that crowd right now. I absolutely look like one of those dudes.
Stop destroying our eco.
And I had to laugh at that. You know, there was one of these sort of behind-the-scenes videos, and there's like the bits you're not showing you, and it was like. You know, they were basically, there was like a security check, like a festival where they took backpacks off people and stuff. Then they let them march on down to the Capitol. They were like, basically, because on the speech that Trump was doing, he was like, I want you to go down there and da da da. And he basically ordered them down. And then there was a fucking checkpoint in place where they're like, go on down there, rack about the place. But here, we'll take the bags off you in case you got an old fucking pressure cooker bomb in there. Boston Marathon style. Hey, do you want to do a slow cook brisket and blow some legs off? Sure. $14.99, Lidl. Fuck's sake. And they sent them on down, and then where they were climbing up that, did you see this now, where they were climbing up the wall?
Oh, yeah.
There's stairs beside them. They were doing it to me like this is, you know, like a symbolic sort of thing, where they're like, yeah, we're storming the place, we're going up the walls. And sure enough, there were stairs beside it, and sure enough, people were falling and crippling themselves. because, you fucking stupid cunt. I mean, it happens all the time. We were watching Fields the other day to entertain the baby, you know, Top Fields 2020. Just people killing themselves, basically. We talked about that before with the fucking... You've been framed. Da, 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 da. They play a bit of compilation music. They throw in a couple of boink, you know, boom, couple of noises when people are basically like shattering their lower backs. It's great, you know, like some girl tries to jump over like a swimming pool and slips, and basically her knee goes completely the wrong way, and then she smashes her fanny in the corner of the pool. Dead, man. And plus, it's America, so no one follows it up. But they're like. Da-da-da-da-da. You see the clip, and then they're like, oh yeah, that just wiped their whole family out because they didn't have health insurance and it cost them fucking 500 grand to put this stupid bitch's leg back on. You know what I mean? What fucking point was I making there? What was I talking about? Oh yeah, so these cunts are climbing the wall and some of them are falling off, and you're just like, when was the last time you climbed anything? You know, would you have made it up the steps? Okay. And you're going to attempt to climb this wall? You know, and they're all fucking wearing all their goddamn outdoor hiking gear. There's not a lot of range of movement in the legs. And then the next minute they just slip and fall and smash all their legs to pieces. Class. I love that. People, that is the ultimate in chat shit get banged. You know, when people are like, that girl, we're storming the Capitol. Let me see, woman gets maced. Like, fucking... What the fuck did you expect? There she is, look. Woman gets maced while trying to break into the Capitol. It's the revelation! That was all the time. My favorite clip, I wish I could find it, was the Antifa people. Antifa, is it? And, I mean, such profiling, but you could tell that these were two very camp gay dudes, blacked up in the fucking balaclava and everything. The guy swings a dig, hits some, you know, basically, hits a guy looks like me. You know what I mean? Listen to that fucking car, man. Some big cunt, you know, with a fucking Carhartt hat and a half a beard and a checked shirt, and they try to hit him, and he just turns around and grabs him by the throat and fucking empties him. And you can see the guy, even though he's all in black with a balaclava on, dressed like a ninja, going like this. And he runs into the arms of his boyfriend. And you're like, what in the fuck did you expect? Chat shit, get banged. Listen to this fucking stupid bitch.
What happened to you?
I got maced.
I mean, she's totally like, you know, yeah, it happens all the time. Like, yeah, I'll go to the I'll go to the metal gig, you know, and then some fat dude falls on you. You're like, what an experience. I wasn't expecting that. Someone stood on my ankle, turned into dust, and then I almost drowned under someone's sweaty tit for...
And what happened? You were trying to go inside the Capitol?
Yeah, I made it like a foot inside, and they pushed me out, and they maced me.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from...
As if she's surprised. All I was doing was entering a fucking government building in an aggressive manner in a mob of thousands of people, and they had the audacity to mace me. What the fuck is wrong with people these days? How far is that going to go where people are just, you're like, all I was doing was taking money from a large corporation at gunpoint because money's not real. It isn't backed up by anything because it's illegal. You fucking D-bag.
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hey, not so anonymous now.
When you were trying to go inside the Capitol?
Yeah, I made it like a foot inside and they pushed me out and they maced me.
I made it like a foot inside and then the guys that are there to protect it, guess what? Protected it. Someone got shot dead. Imagine, like, could you be actually fucked? What do you feel strong enough about now that you would take a fucking bullet?
Oof. My laptop.
Oh, white supremacy. The laptop might stop a bullet.
I'll stop it.
Just fucking Matrix style. It's the fucking entitlement of certain people, like, where they're just like, I can't believe, you know, it's like walking out on a busy road and not looking and a car hitting you, and then you go, I was just trying to cross the road, I have right of way as a pedestrian. You're like, yeah, not in a motorway, you dumb cunt. You just launch out and expect to be okay. Fucking hell.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Thank you.
Duh. The dude fully looks like he just took his...
We're storming the Capitol.
You know, he took his girlfriend to like a family party for the first time. He's queuing on hardcore, that guy. And she's like, okay, sweetie, you can come this time. Just don't make a scene. And she's like, I'm storming the Capitol! For fuck's sake! This guy, my husband, told me we're storming the Capitol! I took one foot inside. Illegally. And someone had the audacity to mace me. It's a revolution!
Knoxville, Tennessee!
And why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol! It's a revolution!
It'd be really funny if she was just like, I needed the toilet! I'm in the middle of that, there's bound to be some Asian tourist who's like, I wanted to take a shit. I thought it was a house party. Now, roll on whenever someone makes a remix of that. It's a revolution! Lose it! You know, one of those. Storming the Capitol,
I don't know about you, but I get so bored.
We need to get rid of these fucking ads, man. Emily Attack, why on everything? Attack.
$250 million.
Karen's going mad.
On camera, entitled Karen.
What's even crazier is when someone cracks up like that and they've got pretty bad English. And it's like, yeah, screaming. You don't know why is the liberty is in my life. Twice in what? Just losing your shit, like. She's getting karate. It'd be a bad time to be called Karen. Do you know any Karens?
No.
No.
I think so.
No. Anyway, Trump got kicked off Twitter. People were elated about that, and I'm not sure why it's a good thing. Is that a good thing?
Yeah. Get him off the planet.
Get him off the planet. But like, I mean, this is the worry when people, you know, like Jordan Peterson always talks about it, when people start policing stuff and doing different things, and then it leaks down onto like the public kind of policing themselves and language and freedom of speech and everything. Now, he is a massive throbbing root, but I feel like you gotta just leave him on there. Who gives a fuck? Or is it because he was like inciting violence and they were just like, right, get the fuck off here. Is Kate, what do you call that crazy bitch from England?
Katie Hopkins.
Is she on or off or what?
Off, I think.
Is she off? They just had enough of her shit too. I think, right enough, when you start to get into that area of like, you have a lot of influence and you're telling other people that, you know, he's like, go down there and fucking storm the place. I need to work on that. Don't I? I need to work on that big style. I think it's maybe that's it. Maybe it's when you're abusing your influence and you have a load of, let's face it,
mentalists
following you. I wouldn't go anywhere on a revolution. I just would not do that at all. If someone's like, right, Stormont, you cons are getting paid too much money. We're just going to storm Stormont. I don't know what would get me out of fucking bed, like. I do not know what would get me down the road to walk in there. Now, when it starts to affect like Amazon orders, you know, when I go to order something that should have been there in 2 days or one day with Prime and they're like, nah, it's going to take 2 weeks. Then I'll be like, fuck shit, Arlene, get the finger out with ye. I'm waiting fucking 14 days on an HDMI cable. You fucking do some work, would you?
Jesus Christ, Annette.
I mean, it's been joked about before, but yeah, you go to Stormont, there's fucking no one in it. Just one security card called Jeff. Will you fuck off? Fuck up, you! Just one dude poking his head out of that revolving door. Would you hear? Fucking fuck off! Would you? There's fucking no one in it, I told you! You're nothing to reckon here. They emptied all the vending machines. Anyway, you've learned nothing to take. You know what I mean? I have a flask full of soup. And that's it. Fuck off.
I mean, what's Stormont used for other than people walking their dogs? You tell me. You fucking tell me. You got to complain, you know. Would you do some work? Listen, if it wasn't for the legalization of same-sex marriage and abortion, there would be no coronavirus, because that is what Jesus has done to punish the people of Northern Ireland, as they've brought a global pandemic and they threw a few warning shots over at China. They were like, listen, if you don't stop hoovering out babies and fucking each other in the beehole, what about the lesbians? Never mind. What about the lesbians, Arlene? Shh, say nothing. I don't know what a lesbian is. Hey, mirror.
That is the most, I mean, just smearing everybody there on this one shitty fucking podcast. But yeah, there was that dude, and he said that that's, you know, God was punishing the people of Northern Ireland with coronavirus by killing, you know, fucking millions of other people globally before it actually got to Northern Ireland. But we'll not even mention that, because you know everything because you live in Ballymena. And one of your eyes is higher than the other and you're mental. It's all good. Those fucking idiots. I've devoted my life to the Lord, and by that I mean giving most of my wages to this other cunt who owns a church. Is it a cult? No. The church has a lot of roofs and needs constant extensions. And if the minister doesn't drive a Bentley, how does he get here on time to preach the word of our Lord? Yeah, I was actually against the banning of him on Twitter, but now... I applied for a verification on Instagram. Ooh. Is that a good or bad move? We're here. It'd be some crack if I didn't get it. Wouldn't it? There's sort of like... you just apply for it and then you're sort of in the dark with it. See how it goes. But it'd be some crack if it didn't get it. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, there are literally pages stealing all my videos and uploading them and calling it something like Northern Ireland crack. Northern Ireland crack. Here's every fucking line from Colin Geddes' videos here. Fuck's sake. Let me see. Am I verified? I'm definitely not verified. It's a type of country, though, that Northern Ireland sort of mindset where you're, like, scared to actually get it because people will be like, who the fuck do you think you are? Know what I mean? Who the fuck? Yeah, I know where people are, like, stealing fucking material off you, left, right, and center, but here, who do you think you are? Now, I've just scrolled past the picture from Output Espresso with the fucking pancakes and eggs. Oof. Stop the podcast. We're going right now. Jesus Christ. Shout out to Output, send us some coffee. We will drink it. So yeah, he's off. He's away. Anyway, I got the drone out there at the weekend on a bit of personal information. Not good at it. Oh, I'm hoping, we were planning the film the other day and I was just absolutely swamped with childcare and didn't have a fucking minute to myself and texting Alan and was like, it ain't happening, bro. It ain't fucking happening because I don't have time to prepare for this. But we have ideas in the bank. We're shooting one of our new formatted online bits of content, which we'll see how it goes. We'll shoot it on Monday and I think now we just take a very linear approach to this. You know, let's not get too arty. Just be like, yeah. Bang, bang, shoot, this clip, bang, bang, you know, and then it's done. And then we have one done and then we work off the back of that.
Yeah.
And then due to the nature of the shoot, I'll be probably in rehab with a physio for quite some time. But I got the drone out in the snow, or it was like nice frosty day, trying to see how that would go. And bro, I am fucking not good at flying a drone. It's confusing.
Hard work.
It's weird. And it's very like, you know, you're trying to get the right starting point. You say you're like, oh, I'm going to get a big sweeping shot here. A lot of it's you just go, just trying to turn it to the right. And then you go, and then it goes forward. But Elon Musk was right. Joe Rogan was like, what about a float? What about a hover car? And he's like, nah, bitch. Have you heard the racket off a drone? Multiply that by whatever amount of times. You stand under the drone, it's like, full wind coming down. It's crazy. Mad shit. Near hit myself in the face with it. Put the clip on Instagram and it doesn't come across, it doesn't look like it was about to hit me, but it was doing fucking 40 mile an hour coming up my face. That's what she said. And I only ducked out of the way when it was like, because it was a real wide angle, you know, it was kind of like, let's say 10 meters away from it. And it was just like, oh, and it was just like, oh, fuck. Definitely would have hit me in the face. And I crashed it or something. I've crashed it, you know, plenty of times before, but that one would have killed me. Eddie was loving it. You know, he was looking at it. We had a big discussion at the weekend about should we stop putting photos of the baby up. And I was like, yeah, I think so. He's one now. Let's just call it a day. Do you know why? Because I think, imagine like your parents had Instagram when you were a kid. And you know the way there's like all, someone will pull out these photo albums. They're like, oh, there's you in the bath with your wee dick out. And there's you fucking, the time that you at Dulux paint and it's all over your fucking face and you wrecked it. They're like nice family memories. And nowadays people would just put those straight online. You know? And like, there are a certain amount of people actually follow me and more. And you're like, you don't want to be like putting pictures of your kid up. And it's just there forever for everybody to see. You know, the little fun moments that you're supposed to have. So I think we might knock it on the head, even though it's cute as all fuck. I might do one more that just says tickets available for the SSC Arena. 25th of September, 2021. Because I'll put up a post about that and people will just be like, yeah, no one gives a fuck. It's not special anymore. We put up a photo of the baby, 6,000 likes. Just put it up and then when you swipe right, it's like a poster for the gig.
Exploiting my child. Yes.
Is that you? The fuck was that? Our McCann just rang me there. I don't know what for. I'd ring him back on the podcast for the crack. So yeah, we'll get it. How long's that? How long have we been chatting for? 40 minutes. We'll keep this short. If you're listening to this on the normal platforms, we're doing another Patreon podcast right after this. It'll be released on Thursday. It's a sort of Q and A crowd interaction type thing. That's what we're gonna call it, crowd work. Where people ask questions and it's like a guided thing, but there's like 40 questions, so we'll pick out the good ones and get a bit of a chat out of it. This podcast is also sponsored by the OG FlowCBDLTD.com. On the 12 Pods of Christmas over in the Patreon, we talked to William Mulhall. He started the whole company. One of the everyone's favorite podcast of that whole run. Believe it or not, crazy. So expect him to have 14 podcasts a day also. He'll start that. He'd be like, man, this is the flow cast. And then this is fucking, you know, the dog walk podcast where it's just a load of dogs going like all around the mic. So everyone's going to have 14 podcasts. It's all good. Yeah, there is a discount code on my Patreon for the Patreon folks. Get you 10% off your order. But yeah, if you want to fucking lubricate the gears of a healthy lifestyle, Flow CBD, bro. Once again, don't be having a life that's an absolute shit heap and then go like, I took CBD and guess what? You know, I still have a violent relationship with my father. It's not going to fix that. You gotta get the wheels in motion for a healthy lifestyle. That will eat it. You know, keep you calm, keep the inflammation down, just keep you loose and fancy free, if that's the term. So that'll do, guys. Get over on the Patreon. We got the 12 Pods of Christmas. Before that, there was fucking tons of bonus podcasts. Not bonus. Patreon-exclusive podcasts. You'll get access to those. A year ago yesterday, I did the Odyssey Arena. SSE Arena Belfast. The show Godzilla. And it's available there, the show in its entirety. Which, to be honest, I don't even like relate to that now. It was 1 year ago and there's been so much shite and nothingness in a year that I see pictures popping up in memories and I'm like, is that me? You know? It's like I was in a coma and someone was like, you used to do comedy? And I'm looking at it going, fuck, how could you go out in front of all those people and talk? I can't even fucking remember. Jesus Christ. But it's all over there. The 12 Pods of Christmas. We did 12 podcasts in a row with all forms of guests for the 12 days of Christmas. And there will be another podcast going up on Thursday. And someone sent me this. There's a Northern Irish drill scene there. I mean, gonna bad be radar. Shh, bad be, what you telling me? Yeah, I will never take one for the team, cause it's end of the day, Ben. I'm on the block with the reputation that they dare I say the white guy's killing the drill game. Good video though. Good production on the vid. Graphics, man. But he's gonna put 9, 10, 11 inches up on his spine. Always in the front. Okay. Could they quit? Or could these cops stall me to mistake my lag? Could he call us? Fuck me, had no way to fuck that. Mad gear. How much would you need paid to record a drill song for next week's podcast?
Free.
You do it for free?
I banked them.
There's a lot of drill. I mean, even that guy Heady won and all. I don't know if that's drill, but that's sort of like, like it's like, come on. But the fucking, the beats can't doing a lot of the work there. Not there.
It's a class beat.
Yeah, but like it in that genre, and I mean, there's a lot of fucking rap like that where it's like, the beat's so fucking stinking, man. It's like anyone could say. I mean, there's so many rappers that are just trash. Like there's so, like, me and Aaron's favorite game is who would sound good on this song. You know, so you get some. I mean, there's tons of them. Like, I'm trying to think, even fucking shit I've been listening to recently. Just so much, like, in the game of saying words well that rhyme well, that's gone out the window.
Yeah.
People are just like, like mumbling through their. Bro, what happened to rap, man? That thing that I had on, it was like, I love fucking 90s hip hop or something. Or what the fuck, old school hip hop, 2000s or something. I was like, this is all class. Class beats. Class rapping. And now it's just like, oh, the guy's got fucking pink hair, so that qualifies him to rap. For fuck's sake, guys. That's me, officially old, yeah! You know you're like an old fucking millennial when you're going, I just don't understand hip-hop anymore. Not even serious. You know, like, what, you know, back in my day, it was fucking Led Zeppelin and all. You know, now we're just going, man, I wish someone was as good as Mac Miller. Whatever happened to the likes of Mac Miller? R.I.P. Too many fucking cowpaws or whatever the fuck he was on. What I will say is, you were talking about buying those strip lights last week.
Yeah.
Buy them.
As are like 400 in the video.
Yeah, there's the whole room's covered in them. Still trying to make kick, but I don't wanna. I might get some just for the house. Nice red glow. Anyway, we'll get the fuck out of here. Manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBAN1. Get that smooth, long, veiny pipe. You know, for the new year. And FlowCBDLTD.com. There's a discount code on the Patreon if you want to get money off that motherfucker. And that's it. Get over on the Patreon. We've got big plans for the Patreon. There's a bit of a lockdown that's happening now that's over at the end of January, which is kind of holding us back for a second, but we're banking stuff for February and then it's freeing us up to do content. So get ready for, you're basically going to get 8 podcasts a month over on the Patreon and some guaranteed extra content. And something in a new format that you mightn't have seen before. Anyway, take it easy. We'll see you next week. Thanks very much. Bring back Trump's Twitter. Look, lad, let me tell you straight. No, lad, let me tell you straight. These lads, my agenda, take my place, they're snake. Let I hear what you say, lad. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.